my identity in Christ. Jesus Christ granted me the privilege and right to be a child of God because I believe in His name. God, my Heavenly Father, loves me and desires fellowship with me. For this reason, He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to fully take on all my sins, sicknesses, and diseases, and restore me into right standing with Him. Therefore, I will not be eternally destroyed, but will instead have everlasting, eternal life because I put my faith, confidence, and trust in Jesus. God, my Heavenly Father, sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to earth to save me, deliver me, protect me, heal me, preserve me, set me free, and make me whole. Jesus does not punish, judge, or condemn me. As Jesus Christ lived by meditating and fellowshipping with God, His Heavenly Father, so I also live by meditating and fellowshipping with Jesus, who is with God. The intentions of the devil and demonic beings are to steal from me, kill me, and fully destroy me. Jesus Christ came to give me life and life more abundantly. With firm assurance, Jesus Christ said that when I say to a mountain, an opposing obstacle or circumstance, "Away with you, be thrown into the sea," and I do not hesitate with any doubt in my spiritual heart, but I believe, have faith, confidence, and trust that what I say will manifest, I will have what I say. All that I ask and desire when I pray and have faith, believing that I have received, it will be done. Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation and communion with God the Father. I cannot have eternal salvation or fellowship with God by any other means. Because I have faith, confidence, and put my trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I have been given the authority to do the works He did and even greater works. Jesus Christ said that whatever I ask in His name, He will do it, so that God the Father may be glorified. If I ask anything in the name of Jesus, He will do it. I love Jesus Christ and will hold fast to His words. As a result, God the Father and Jesus Christ His Son have come to reside in me. I will continually remain in Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will bring forth much fruit. Just as a branch cannot bring forth fruit without remaining in the vine, neither can I bring forth fruit on my own apart from Jesus. As a follower and student of Jesus Christ, I will remain in Him and His words will remain in me. As a result, I can ask what I desire and it will be done for me. My Heavenly Father is glorified when I bring forth much fruit to share with others. The same unconditional love God the Father has toward His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is the same unconditional love Jesus has toward me. The same love that God has is the same love found in Jesus. Jesus Christ does not call me a slave because a slave does not know what their master is doing. Jesus calls me a dear friend whom He is fond of. Jesus has given me a personal understanding and knowledge of all that He heard from His Father God. Even when I had not yet chosen Jesus, He chose me and ordained me to bear continual, enduring fruit. Whatever I ask of my Heavenly Father in the name of His Son Jesus, He will give it to me. With assurance, Jesus Christ said that whatever I ask my Heavenly Father, when I ask in Jesus' name, He will give it to me. I will ask, and I will obtain what I have asked, so that my joy and gladness can be satisfied. Jesus Christ bridges the gap by abiding in both myself and God. I am made perfect and complete through Jesus and have had a personal experience of reconciliation to God the Father through Jesus' unconditional love for me. Because I put my faith, trust, and confidence in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, He said these signs, miracles, and wonders will follow me. In Jesus' name, I will cast out demonic beings. I will speak with the language of heavenly tongues. I will reject all the lies of the devil. If I drink anything deadly, it will not hurt me, and I will lay hands on the sick, and they will fully recover. I know that I am not able, in my own strength, to be made righteous by perfectly following all the laws of God. I am only made righteous by having confidence, faith, and assurance in the fact that Jesus Christ has fulfilled all of God's laws and bore the consequences of all my sins. I have been crucified with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I no longer live by my own accord, but through Jesus. This new life I live is by conviction and an unshakable belief that Jesus loves me and freely surrendered Himself for me. Jesus Christ has paid the full price and redeemed me from the curses of the Mosaic Law. It is written, "Everyone who hangs from a tree is cursed." Jesus hung from a cross, which was made from a tree. Jesus became a curse for me so that the blessings God spoke over Abraham can manifest in my life, and so I can receive the promised blessing of His Holy Spirit through my faith. The blessings of Abraham, which I am now rightfully able to receive, are health, spiritual life, and to be abundantly provided for. I am a child of God through my firm faith in Jesus Christ. Because I belong to Jesus Christ, I am an offspring of Abraham and can claim my inheritance of the promised blessings spoken to him by God. This inheritance includes health, spiritual life, and to be abundantly provided for. I am no longer a slave. I am now a child of God, my Heavenly Father, and His heir through Jesus Christ. I will persevere and abide in the freedom Jesus Christ has delivered me into. I will no longer be ensnared or held by a yoke of slavery. My existence, my spiritual life, and physical life are in Jesus Christ. I am now in Jesus' family. Because I put myself under the authority of God, my Heavenly Father, when I stand against the devil, actively resisting him, he must flee from me. I will give thanks in all things because this is the will of God for me. I am made holy, pure, and am appointed by God, my Heavenly Father, to be blameless through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The words and knowledge Jesus Christ has given me cause me to abound in all areas of my life. I am of God, my Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ. Jesus became for me wisdom from God, righteousness, purification, and the full payment for all my sins. I know and understand that I am the temple of God, and His Holy Spirit resides in me. I have been fully washed, made pure, and righteous by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and God's Holy Spirit. Because I am joined to God, my Heavenly Father, I am one spirit with Him. I know that my body is not my own, for it was purchased with a precious price by Jesus Christ. My body is the temple of God's Holy Spirit. Therefore, I will glorify God, my Heavenly Father, with my body and my spirit, for they rightfully belong to Him. I am an individual member of the whole body of Jesus Christ. In the same way that I was spiritually dead because I was born of the lineage of Adam, I am now spiritually made alive because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I am now of His lineage and part of His family. I bless and thank God, my Heavenly Father, for giving me the triumphant, eternal victory through Jesus Christ. All the promises of God, my Heavenly Father, are sure truths made available to me through Jesus Christ. They will manifest in my life so that I and others can praise and worship God. God, my Heavenly Father, has confirmed that I am in Jesus Christ. He has anointed me, consecrated me for His service, put His mark upon me, and granted His Holy Spirit to reside within my spirit as a partial payment while I'm in this world, guaranteeing His full eternal possession. I bless and thank God, my Heavenly Father, who leads me into victory at all times through Jesus Christ. Through me, God manifests His knowledge in every place I go. Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, my mind, thoughts, and perceptions were hardened and did not have the ability to understand because a veil covered them, but Jesus has destroyed that veil. Because I am in Jesus Christ, I am a new, fresh creation. Old things and ways about me have perished, and all things have become new. For me, now all things are to come from God, my Heavenly Father, who reconciled me to Him and gave me the ministry of sharing His plan of reconciliation with others. God, my Heavenly Father, does not take inventory of my sins. Through Jesus Christ, my complete reconciliation with Him has been eternally settled. God made His Son, Jesus Christ, to be blameless and therefore able to bear all my violations of His laws. It is through this that I am made righteous and fully accepted by God, my Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ was impaled on the cross in weakness of His mortal state and bore the full consequences of all the curses of God's law so that I would not have to bear them. Jesus took my place and died, yet He lives by the miraculous power of God Almighty. Although I am immortal with weaknesses, I will live eternally with Jesus by the same miraculous power of God. God, my Heavenly Father, has freely given me a gift. He has deemed me to be innocent and righteous, not as a result of anything I have done, but by the full payment for all my sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The unconditional love of God, my Heavenly Father, has been poured into my heart by His Holy Spirit, who was freely given to me. While I was still sinning and missing the mark, God, my Heavenly Father, exhibited His unconditional love for me by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for all my sins and redeem me from the curse of the law, so that through his atoning blood, I am now made to be in right standing with God, delivered from all his anger and punishment. I greatly rejoice in God, my Heavenly Father, because I have obtained full restoration of fellowship with him through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. As a result of one man's sin, Adam's sin, death ruled in my life, bringing condemnation and judgment to me. In the same manner, through one man's righteous act, Jesus' death and resurrection, the free gift of righteousness was given to me. I was naturally born of Adam's lineage and therefore a sinner, but I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and therefore I am now redeemed and made righteous by his blood. I have been reborn and made pure in the sight of God, my Heavenly Father. My sin was buried with Jesus Christ through his crucifixion on the cross. In the same manner that God, by his glory, raised Jesus from the dead, I am to walk in newness of life by his glory, fully reconciled with him. I am no longer in bondage to sin, because all my sins were made void when my old self was crucified with Jesus Christ on the cross. Because I died with Jesus Christ, I am fully convinced that I will live with him and that his death paid for all my sins, in full, once, and for all. No other payment for all my sins is accepted or required by God. I have concluded that I am dead to sin. I am eternally reconciled and alive to God, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ. The payment of sin is death, but the miraculous and free gift to me from God, my Heavenly Father, is eternal, everlasting life through Jesus Christ. I have become dead to the Mosaic law through Jesus Christ, who fulfilled every part of the law for me. I now follow the new covenant commandment given to me by Jesus, to love all others as Jesus loves me. Because my life is in Jesus Christ, and I now live my life led by God's Holy Spirit instead of my own carnal human nature, I will not receive any condemnation because it comes from my accuser, the devil. I have been delivered from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ. God is for me, therefore, who can be successful in coming against me? God, my Heavenly Father, granted me a way to be rescued from receiving the full punishment for all my sins, because instead of being lenient with his Son, Jesus Christ, he delivered Jesus up as an acceptable offering to take my place. God, my Heavenly Father, is the highest authority in the universe, and therefore the final judge over all. Because I have chosen to receive Jesus, provided by God, as payment for all my sins, God has judged me and found me righteous. Jesus died, rose again, is seated at the right hand of God, and continually makes intercession for me, reminding God what he did each time I sin. No one will be successful in accusing me or bringing any judgment against me, for no one has greater authority than God, my Heavenly Father. No thing and no one can separate me from the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves me with an unquenchable love that always sees the highest good in me, no matter what I do. No persecution, no affliction, no trouble, no calamity, no famine, no nakedness, no danger, no sword, and no war can separate me from His love. Nothing on earth, nothing in the heavenlies, nothing made, and nothing created can separate me from the love of Jesus. On account of Jesus Christ, I may be persecuted in some manner before He comes again. Some of those who reject Jesus may consider me utterly foolish, uneducated, or destined for destruction and defeat. However, even if I face any of those circumstances, I have an unquestionable, eternal victory through Jesus Christ who loves me. I am firmly convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor chief angels, nor chief demons, nor any great force, nor anything now, nor anything to come, nor anything elevated, nor anything deep in knowledge or mystery, nor anything created, including the devil and all demonic beings, could ever have enough power to separate me from the love of God, my Heavenly Father, which is in Jesus Christ. I am fully convinced that God, my Heavenly Father, will fulfill and finish the excellent work He began in me until the second coming of Jesus Christ. I will take on the mind of Jesus Christ by loving others, being selfless, esteeming others as better than myself, looking out for the interests of others as well as my own, making myself of no reputation, and being obedient to God, my Heavenly Father. It is God who actively works in me to determine and to do His purposes. I cannot possess my own righteousness by perfectly fulfilling all the law. I possess my righteousness through my faith, my firm belief in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which makes me righteous. The only righteousness that is acceptable to God is through His Son, Jesus. Even though I have not already obtained perfection or become a fully mature believer in all areas of my life, I eagerly seek after all Jesus Christ has obtained for me so that I may walk in the fullness thereof. My citizenship is in heaven, and I am full of expectation to see Jesus Christ, my Savior. I will not be troubled or have anxiety about anything, not one thing. In all things, I will pray and bring my requests with gratitude, declaring them to God, my Heavenly Father, and the peace and rest of God, which is far superior to all understanding, will be like an active military guard protecting my spirit, soul, and body. I have the ability through Jesus Christ, who makes me strong, to do all things. God, my Heavenly Father, will fully supply all my necessities, my needs, requirements, and employment according to His abundance in majesty by Jesus Christ. God, my Heavenly Father, has rescued and delivered me from the authority of darkness. He has translated me into the kingdom of His Son Jesus, who fully paid for all my sins through His precious blood and granted me freedom as if my sins had never been committed. Jesus Christ created all things. Nothing has existed or ever will exist that He did not create. Jesus created me. I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, I will conduct my life according to His words. I am grounded and firmly established in the faith that I have been taught by God's Word and His Holy Spirit who is living and active in me. For this I am sincerely grateful. The fullness of the Trinity permanently resides in Jesus Christ, and I reside in Jesus. My spirit is perfectly complete, fully mature in Jesus Christ, who is the supreme Lord over all power and authority. In Jesus Christ, I am spiritually circumcised, meaning my sins have been cut off, removed, and my carnal lusts extinguished. I was spiritually buried with Jesus and have been raised up with Him from spiritual death to live a new and blessed life dedicated to God. Through my firm belief in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, my old spirit has been buried and my new spirit has been raised up by the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus, so I can live a new, blessed life dedicated to God. Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was dead in my sins, and the corrupt desires rooted in my human nature were not yet extinct. Now that I have received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, the work He accomplished on the cross belongs to me. He has forgiven me from all my sins, delivered me from their curses, and obliterated the certificate of debt I owed with all its requirements which I could never fulfill. Jesus took away my certificate of debt by nailing it to His cross. He fully disarmed the devil, all principalities, all demons, and all powers, and made a public example of them by triumphing over them. I have been raised up with Jesus Christ to a new, blessed life dedicated to God, my Heavenly Father. I desire and seek to find the things of the kingdom of God in heaven, where Jesus sits at the right hand of God, which is the place of honor and authority. I will direct my mind and set my affection on the kingdom of God and not on the things of this created world. My life is concealed with Jesus Christ in God, my Heavenly Father, for I have spiritually died and my life is not my own but belongs to Him. When Jesus, in whom I have my life, appears at His second coming, then I will also appear with Him in glory. All my spoken words, deeds, and actions I will do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continually thanking God, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus. In all that I do, I will do it as though it were for God Himself. I know that I will receive the heavenly reward of inheritance for my obedient service to Jesus Christ. I bless and praise God, the Father of Jesus Christ, because He has, past tense, already blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. There is nothing more that can be added. The provision is complete. It is finished. All I need to do is believe and receive. God, my Heavenly Father, selected me to be blameless, pure, and without fault through Jesus before the conception of the world, so that I could stand in His presence in love. Before I was even born, it was determined by God, my Heavenly Father, that I would be adopted by Jesus Christ, according to the delight of God's pleasure. I praise and worship Him for His unmerited favor toward me that makes me accepted and highly favored by His unconditional love. In Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed through the blood He shed, and all my sins have been pardoned according to the abundant riches of His unmerited favor and unconditional love for me. All right application of knowledge, mental, moral, and intellectual insight abounds toward me through Jesus and God's Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ, I have obtained the inheritance God, my Heavenly Father, predestined for me. After hearing the word of truth regarding the good message of my salvation, I chose to place my trust and faith in Jesus Christ. I was then sealed by God's Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of my eternal inheritance by heirship until Jesus' second coming. Even when I was spiritually dead in my sins, God, my Heavenly Father, had unconditional love for me that saw who He created me to be. God's abundant compassion and mercy for me has made me alive together with Jesus. By unmerited favor, through no cause of my own, I have been saved, delivered, healed, preserved, set free, made whole, raised up with Jesus, and made to sit in company with Jesus, who is at the right hand of God, so that in the ages yet to come, Jesus can show me the exceeding abundance of His blessings for me. I am the workmanship of God, my Heavenly Father, created by Jesus for beneficial works which God ordained in advance for me to walk in. I have been made near to God, my Heavenly Father, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I am no longer separated or far from Him. I am a joint heir, belonging to the same body, and a partaker of God's promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. The gospel message is for me. Through my faith in Jesus Christ, I have fearless confidence to approach God, my Heavenly Father, knowing that I am fully accepted by Him and having assurance that He is favorable toward me. The body of believers is joined and united in affection, each member fully supplying their unique part, which causes the body to increase and be built up, edified in love. I was previously in spiritual bondage, ignorant of divine things, but now I conduct my life as a child of my Heavenly Father God. I am a child of His light. I am made righteous and innocent by God's free gift and unmerited favor through Jesus Christ. I am now an heir with Jesus and have the confident expectation of eternal life. God, my Heavenly Father, has not given me a spirit of fear, cowardice, or timidness. God has given me the spirit of miraculous power, self-control, discipline, and unconditional love that seeks the highest good in others, regardless of what they do. God, my Heavenly Father, has saved, healed, delivered, protected, preserved, and made me whole. He has called me with a sacred, divine invitation to embrace my salvation, which is not based on my own works, but is based on His purpose, free gift, and unmerited favor given to me in Jesus before time began. I will have fortitude and persevere in all things, so that those chosen by God may obtain their salvation through Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that because I spiritually died with Jesus Christ on the cross, then I will live eternally with Him. If I have fortitude and persevere, I will also reign alongside Him. If I reject Jesus, He will also reject me. God's Holy Spirit, who is living and active in me, gives me the ability to understand God's Word, which will make me wise. I speak blessings to God, my Heavenly Father, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for God's abundant mercy and compassion has allowed me to be born again into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. My confidence, faith, and trust exist in God, my Heavenly Father, because I am convinced that He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heaven. I am being built up and established as a spiritual dwelling place, a sacred priest who offers up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I am a chosen offspring, a royal priest, a sacred and blameless person of God. I will declare and make known the praises of God who called me out of spiritual bondage into His marvelous light. Although I suffered while in spiritual bondage, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God, my Heavenly Father, in His great grace, made a way to restore me from brokenness. He has firmly established me, made me strong, and laid a firm foundation for me so that I can walk out His calling for my life. God, my Heavenly Father, has given me exceedingly great promises that allow me to be a partaker of His divine nature. Through these promises, I have escaped the moral corruption of my carnal, human desires. For this reason, I will diligently add to my faith these characteristics: virtue, modesty, knowledge, self-control, cheerful and enduring patience, reverence to God, unconditional love and kindness toward others. When these characteristics abound in my life, I will be fruitful in having correct knowledge and discernment of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became flesh and blood, the same as me, and through His death on the cross, He destroyed the devil who had the power of death. Jesus delivered everyone who feared death and were subject to bondage and slavery. Through His death, Jesus Christ rendered the devil entirely useless, depriving him of all power and influence in my life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is my high priest. This is the confession I will keep always. Jesus has compassion and sympathizes with my weaknesses because He was tempted to sin in all areas yet remained sinless. I can now confidently approach the throne of grace, receive mercy, and acquire unmerited favor and blessings to aid me when I have a need. Jesus Christ is a sure guarantee and mediator of a better covenant for me, which was established on better promises. Although there were many earthly priests who were prevented from continuing their priestly service, limited by death, Jesus' priesthood is unchangeable, eternal, and will continue forever. Jesus Christ is able to completely save me, heal me, deliver me, protect me, preserve me, set me free and make me whole because I come to God, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus. At all times, Jesus lives to make intercession for me to God. In the Old Covenant, the blood of animals was continually used to make atonement for sins. However, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, superior to that of animals, is so powerful that it was offered once and for all time as an atonement for all sins. Through God's Holy Spirit, Jesus lived a blameless life and was able to offer Himself to God as a sinless living sacrifice. This purified my conscience from dead works, enabling me to minister to God. Jesus is my mediator of the new covenant, because through His death, He bore all my sins and redeemed me from them. Therefore, I have received the promise of eternal inheritance. To enforce a legal will or testament, the death of the person or testator must first take place. No benefits of the will are released until after death. It has no power while the person lives. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross fully released all God's benefits for my life. Jesus Christ abolished sin once and for all by sacrificing himself on the cross. It is complete. It is finished. I was made holy once and for all by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. It is complete. It is finished. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ has made me spiritually perfect from now throughout eternity. I can confidently say that God, my Heavenly Father, is my helper. Therefore, I will have no fear. The God of peace and rest resurrected the great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ, through the blood of the eternal covenant. God, my Heavenly Father, will perfectly restore me, mending every area of my life, so that I may do His will in my life. He is working in me what is well-pleasing in His presence, through Jesus, and to God I give all the glory and honor, forever and ever. Amen. God, my Heavenly Father, is light, and in Him is absolutely no darkness. This is the divine message I have heard from Jesus Christ and declare to you. Because I conduct my life in the light as God, my Heavenly Father, is in the light, I have fellowship with others, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, has purified me from all sin. When I acknowledge and confess my sins, God, my Heavenly Father, is faithful and just to forgive them, remembering them no more, and to purify me from all unrighteousness. If I miss the mark in sin, I have an advocate and intercessor with God, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ. I have received the special gift of God's Holy Spirit, who abides and remains in me. God's Holy Spirit is truth and will teach me in all things. God's Holy Spirit is ever present, living and active in me, and is proof that God abides and remains in me. I am of God, my Heavenly Father. Therefore, I have the victory over the devil and every demonic spirit, because God is in me, and He is stronger and greater than them. He is God Almighty. There is no greater authority or power. God is unconditional love. Everyone who loves, seeking the best in others, regardless of what they do, is born of God and is acquainted with Him. The greatest manifestation of this kind of love is when God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to bear all of my sins upon the cross and restore me into right standing with God, my Heavenly Father, before I was conceived and even when I rejected Him. God, my Heavenly Father, loves me unconditionally and sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross for the atonement of all my sins. God will always love me this way, for He does not change. Because God, my Heavenly Father, has given me His Holy Spirit, I know that He abides and remains in me, and I abide and remain in Him. God abides and remains in me, and I abide and remain in Him, because I have confessed that Jesus Christ is His Son. I am confident that Jesus Christ is born of God. I love God, my Heavenly Father, and I love Jesus. I have victory and overcome the world because I am confident in my faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God, my Heavenly Father, has given me eternal life in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is my testimony with God's Holy Spirit and His Word as the evidence. I am so confident in God, my Heavenly Father, that when I ask anything according to His will, I know He hears me, and I will have that which I have asked of him. I know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come and given me deep understanding, so that I may know God, my Heavenly Father. This is the true God, and I am in him through Jesus and have eternal life. I abide and remain in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I have God, my Heavenly Father, and Jesus residing in me. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ has made me a sovereign ruler and priest to God. To him be the honor, praise, worship, power, and strength forever and ever. Amen. I have the victory over the devil and all demonic spirits by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the word of my testimony.